Traveling and living in different countries is nothing new to Jennifer Chen. Jennifer is from Taiwan, and once she finished high school, she packed her bags and headed to Washington, D.C. to begin her college studies at Georgetown University.
I chose Georgetown mainly because of my interest in international politics. My academic experiences studying at international schools and also a bilingual school in Taiwan kind of prepared me for this path to go to the United States to study. Because when I was little, I traveled around to Rome and Bangkok, and that exposed me to international cultures, and that got me interested into international affairs. So Georgetown was an ideal place to study that. And Washington, D.C. was a good place for me to further pursue my academic interests other than the campus, because D.C., it is a place where they offer a lot of internship opportunities just around the area that suit my major.
When it comes to the international community at Georgetown, there are many resources and services to assist both international students, faculty, and researchers. One of those programs is the International Ambassadors Program. Jennifer tells us more about the program.
The International Ambassadors Program at Georgetown is hosted by the Office of International Programs. It's separated into two parts. One is the International Pre-Orientation, that's the IPO, and that's for undergraduate and exchange students. And then there's the International Graduates Orientation, the IGO, and that's for the graduate students. The orientation itself is a three-day orientation program for the students to come. It involves several activities, mainly including information sessions for the students to know about the area, banking, cell phone, and academics. And it also includes fun activities where we take them to Target and introduce them to the area, or just taking them to general tourist areas. As an ambassador, I work mainly for the IPO with the undergraduate students. I'm responsible for contacting them during summer, starting in summer, where we receive assignments on who our students are, and we contact them and answer any questions that they have about coming to the United States and coming to Georgetown. And then when they arrive here in the fall, we participate in the orientation program with them and lead them through the activities. There are about 15 to 17 ambassadors for the IPO, and each take on about 10 to 12 students.
All freshmen are required to participate in the program. Jennifer says she enjoyed the program and it helped her with her transition into university life.
I actually found it really beneficial when I first came, even though my ambassador was not particularly helpful in helping me transition after I got here. The program itself allowed me to meet a lot of students with similar backgrounds, and I was able to connect with them fast. And also the information sessions particularly that talked to me about visas, cell phones, and banking really gave me the information and resources to help me get through. And then after my freshman year, I decided to apply to become an ambassador during my sophomore year, and I have been one since then.
As much as the university takes pride in its international community, Jennifer personally involves herself with spreading some of her Taiwanese culture to students from the United States as well as other foreign countries.
I'm also involved in the a club. It's called the Taiwanese American Student Association. It's TASA, TASA for short. It was founded just 3 years ago by two Taiwanese students who were interested in spreading Taiwanese culture on the Georgetown campus, and I was co-president of TASA last year. What the club does is that we mainly host political, educational, and social activities to raise Taiwanese awareness. For example, last year we hosted a speaker event with three professionals who specialize in China-U.S.-Taiwan relations. And we also hosted several culture activities where we provide free Taiwanese authentic cuisine to the students on campus. One of our most popular drinks is called the bubble tea. It's the tapioca bubbles made out of tapioca. And then we put them in milk tea. And we gave them to the students for them to have an opportunity to taste Taiwanese food.
In September, Jennifer will be entering her senior and final year at Georgetown University. She says the influence Georgetown has provided her goes beyond academics.
I think one major influence that Georgetown got into me was the, they have a saying called men and women for others. In addition to the academic experiences that the school has provided me, it also taught me a lot about serving others other than just academics. So even though I took classes on international development, the people around me and my professors influenced me to really learn how to give those in need with the resources I have. And that really encouraged me to pursue my interest in international development. So after I graduate, I was thinking of maybe working at a nonprofit organization related to international development, helping children in developing countries, mainly in Southeast Asia and Latin America. But I have interest in going to graduate school, but not immediately after my undergraduate studies. And I just want to say, 如果有机会的话，就要好好的把握.
And the translation would be?
It just means that if there is a good opportunity, just seize it.
For more stories about students studying in the United States and to post your comments about a student's profile, visit our website, www.voanews.com. Once you're there, click on American Life, then scroll down to see America's Global College Forum link on the right. For America's Global College Forum, I'm Marcia James.